Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's the 9th month, the 29th day in the year 2024, and it's the 19th Lord day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
And it's the feast day, the dedication of the Basilica, St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Now the memorization verses, this is the last one on judging.
For the just man judges things of the spiritual man, I forget.
Do you know what the verse is?
No. 1 Corinthians 2:14.
2:15, right?
2:15, yeah. The spiritual man judges all things. The spiritual man
judgeth all things.
Judges all things,
spiritual man judges all things.
Yeah.
The spiritual man judges all things. So many people are telling you can't make judgments. That's a big one.
Exactly.
But they judge us, don't they?
Yeah.
You judged us for saying we can't judge.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a double negative? I mean, I know I got to figure that out when I go home. But you judged us for saying we can't judge.
Yeah, exactly.
So that eradicates your thing. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Right, Chuck? You know, you guys are making a judge. That's a contradiction.
Exactly.
You can't judge me for saying I can judge. And I can judge you because I say I could judge you.
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to do it, all right? You can't do it, so shut up!
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. But they judge when they have to.
Oh, yeah.
They're sneaky. Yeah. They don't want to...
They judge.
That's right. They judge. They don't want to stop committing morals. They hate God's commandments, let's face it. You know, there's something I was thinking about that was really good. I said it before, too, but it's something... Somebody brought it up, one of the brothers was typing it, but it was Brother Matthew. He brought up the apostate Peter Damian. I forgot all the stuff I wrote in my books, but to get people to stop to be chased, he tells a stupid beaver story. He says, you got these hunters that go after beavers for their testicles, which is kind of weird. I mean, that's the fact. What did it have? That's what he said. But the beavers are smart. They know if they can cut off their testicles and throw it to the hunters, they leave the beavers alone. He told that story. I'm telling you. I'm reading from my book, The Hellenization of Christianity by the Anti-Church Fathers and Scholastics. This is Apostate Peter Damian's Letter 86 and 1061. Moreover, that we might extinguish temptations to impurity, it is also worth imitating the example of the beaver, whose testicles are most useful for medicinal purposes. For when the beaver becomes aware that it is being followed by the hunter because of its genitalia, it bites them off with its teeth and throws them at the hunter. The latter at once gives up the chase, since he has what he wanted in following the beast. But should it happen that another hunter take after him, despairing of getting away, the beaver senses the dangerous situation and exposes himself to the hunter, showing him that the genitalia for which he is being sought are missing. By this demonstrating that he no longer has what the hunter is looking for and is in no further danger from the spear of his pursuer. Why is he trying to do it to get people to be chased? Look, all you people, so you want me to cut off my private part? Well, that was forbidden. Origen did it, and he was condemned for it.
Yeah.
Taking out of context Christ's words.
Yeah.
But when Brother Matthew brought that, because he brought up another thing I'll tell you guys about in a minute. Brother Matthew reminded me of it if I forget, but it was another goofy thing. That's what started the whole thing, and he picked it out. It was really crazy. Oh, eating with forks is like evil or something. Like eating forks. She went to hell because she was eating with a fork. It was delicate. A golden fork, no less.
It is.
Oh, and she wore perfume. Now, there is a thing where people can be overly delicate. But who are you to judge if it's overly or not overly? The Bible in the Canticles talks about the holy woman being perfumed with the cinnamon. They used, what, it, what was our Lord perfumed with even?
Spikenard.
So, he's condemning perfume. He's condemning forks. And he went on to say something like, God gave his fingers to eat, and we don't need a full fork. It's like it's a mortal sin. You're like a delicacy. You're like, it's like heresy. He brought that up. I'm like, wow, we got more on him. Then he reminded me of this story about the beaver story. The beavers, he cuts his own testicles off and throws it to the hunter. Now beavers got the use of reason, you know what I mean? You know what I thought about when I read that? It's like, remember they told us Pinocchio, the bullshit mythological Pinocchio?
Yeah.
If you lie, your nose is going to grow.
Yeah.
No. What do you tell a Catholic, tell their parents? If you lie, it's a mortal sin, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
God told you not to lie, not because your nose is going to grow.
Yeah.
Because God told you not to do it. Because God said it's a mortal sin. Because God said it's going to send you to hell. Now God's grace is going to work with your children.
Yeah.
That Pinocchio shit never worked. We lied like crazy.
And then your nose didn't grow.
Yeah, no, my nose. But that even makes it worse, right? I lied and my nose doesn't grow. You get a lot of these people love to go on like with this beaver story, and they write whole books on this. About why you shouldn't do it. And just all you say is what Samuel said. Obey God's commandments, and he will be with you, and he will reward you, and you will be saved.
The blessing of Almighty God, honoring the names of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I anoint you King of all Israel, King David. The Lord has anointed you as prince over his people. Listen to the word of the Lord. Obey his commandments. Your enemies will flee and your kingdom shall prosper.
That's it. I don't need 1,000 books on giving me examples through beavers and, you know. Don't do it because God said you don't do it. Now think about this. So your kid says, I'm not going to lie because I don't want my nose to grow like Pinocchio. That's blasphemy against God.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not saying to yourself, I don't want to lie because God told me not to lie. I'm going to offend God whom I love above all things. That's why I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
Not because my noses are going to grow long like Pinocchio. What kind of crap is that? And now, what happens when you do stuff like that? God abandons you. And no matter how, they even just do stuff like that. If a guy abuses himself, young kid, you know, sexually abuses himself or whatever, he's going to go blind.
Yeah.
He should tell you that, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, that's a lie. See, don't do it because God said don't do it, right? You don't need to lie, you know.
That reminds me, also Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus.
He knows if you lied or not.
Santa Claus. I'm going to be good all year because Santa Claus told me to do it so I can get my presents.
Yeah.
Not because God told me to do it. You understand?
Yeah.
You read a lot of these bastards, and they get out, and they have all, go ahead, they read all these books about, you know, and they go into all these little details, these allegories, these stories.
Uh-huh.
One little word. You don't do it. God said it. It's in the Bible when he gave the Ten Commandments. He didn't tell no beaver story. You know, you almost can't believe that these guys wrote. These guys are insane. That's insanity.
Yeah, he's really a theologian.
Yeah, he's a stoic. He wants the people to be chased, so you're overdoing it.
Yeah.
So basically what you're trying to tell me is, don't let your private part dominate you because the devil will chase you and own you by it. Say that! I don't need no beaver story. Just say that the devil knows if you're tempted and you're committing this mortal sin of lust that he's going to own you. He's going to control you. He's going to pull you around. He's going to control you. So overcome that sin. Get rid of it and the devil will no longer have power on you. Obey God and he'll give you the grace. That's what you say.
Yeah.
I don't need no beaver story. But it's an insult against God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, people do this with mythological shit too. You know, they say, like, they look at the... what was that one movie that was, they see he's a Christ figure, the Pope and J.R. Tolkien?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Hey, he's sort of like a figure of Christ. Why do I don't need, I got Christ. I don't need that, all right?
Yeah.
Now, when you watch the secular movies, you have a lot of examples on the natural plane about good things. But when you're getting into faith issues and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking portray what?
Yeah. Like Christ, a Christ figure?
Oh, but prophets are like a Christ figure.
Yeah,
but you don't want to use elves and monks.
Yeah, yeah, when you start going into that realm, you start getting...
You can't, if you're going to...
you can say, hey, Jeremiah was like Christ, and all the prophets were like Christ, Moses was like Christ. But you don't need to be using the people that are unbelievers.
Yeah.
I don't need them. Oh, this Gandhi was like Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
You can say that? Why? Because he gave alms. He had some type of mercy or something. He had a few nice natural traits. So I can say Gandhi's like Christ-like. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need none of that. You know, you're talking about a good Catholic, maybe, yeah. Something like that. But the whole thing, see, even on the natural law, without knowing God, there are consequences to fornication. Like, you have a wife, you love her, you don't want her to cheat on you, so you don't want to cheat on her. Okay, that's good. That's a natural law thing, even right. if you didn't know that God commanded it. But God put the law in your heart, even though you don't know who he is. You don't have his external law, but that's fine. You can say stuff like that. You know, look, if you do this, you want your wife to do it, then you don't do it. That's fine on the natural law. But people who have God, you got to invoke God's commandments. You know, you can invoke the natural law too, but we have the true God. So the natural law was also written down in the Ten Commandments, the seven moral laws, because they were breaking them and they were ignoring the law upon your heart. So you don't need to be telling all these stories, these stupid stories, to get your kid to stop.
Yeah.
Or you don't go and you tell your kid, hey, Junior, come here, little Junior, come over here, Junior. You know, I don't want you to do this anymore, because if you start listening to what I'm saying, I'll give you a nice piece of cake, you know, about that big. You'll get a double portion of cake if you stop lying. I'll give you a double portion of cake. How's that?
Yeah.
Oh, goody mommy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't lie for about a couple of weeks, gets a double portion of cake, right? Is that the reason you're not supposed to lie?
No.
See, they use that positive word.
Yeah.
Don't lie because it's a mortal sin and you're going to go to hell and God's going to punish you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't what?
Yeah. No.
It's simple.
Yeah.
When I was converted, it was that simple. I just want to be chaste, and I know God can make it happen. That's all. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Tie your hands behind the back, pray God to give his grace, and stop. Because God said it. That's why. Because God said it. And because God said, I'm going to go to hell. And that's good. You want to put the fear of him. Say, yeah, that's what you tell him. You know, not your nose is going to grow.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Well, if your nose grows, but you go to heaven, you're going to go with the big nose, but then you get a nose job up there. You know what I mean? You're going to go to hell and burn forever. Ah! I was just thinking today about how God, when he sees people talk like that, he removes his grace from them. It's like a sin against the faith. It's blasphemy against God. It's a direct attack against God. And all your kids and everybody you talk that to are now under a curse if they believe it. And that's why you keep saying it. It never works. The kids, God says, now they're good. You think they lied before?
Yeah.
Now you're trying to get them to stop lying because of the Pinocchio thing? Then the kid might tell a lie for about a week or two after you watch Pinocchio and you told him that. The kid goes, man, I better not lie. It rubs all. After that, God's great. It's like a fake thing,
yeah,
right? He's back to lying like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a lecture, but this week it came up, and Brother Matthew came up with that quote about the fork and the perfume, and then he says she's burning in hell whereas she put this perfume on, now she's in the stinks of hell where it stinks and all that. Everybody that wears perfume is like, well, then I bless them up. When you read the Canto of Canticles in the Bible, it talks about perfume.
Yeah.
A bunch of kooks.
Yeah.
The beaver story is enough to let you know that this guy's like a lunatic.
Leave it to beaver.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Where did he think this thing up, you know? And why a beaver, anyway? I don't know. And what good are the beaver's tests? I know, what good is it? Has it got some medical property or something?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
These are the guys that were the champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was around in the 11th century.
Yeah.
I forgot about them. When Matthew posted it up, it was from my book, and I went, oh, yeah. I says, yeah, now look, and he tells this ridiculous beaver story. And he told it twice in two different locations. It's my favorite way to get kids to stop fornicating. I use my beaver story. Hey, Father Damien, can you come over here with your beaver stories? We got a lot of fornication going on over here. Didn't I go over there like about 3 months ago? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's still happening. I think they need to hear it a second time. Can you amplify upon it?
Yeah.
Maybe you can even add another one, some type of another thing. You know? How about you just don't do it because God said, and how about two things? That's the thing. Don't do it. God said don't do it. It's a mortal sin that's going to send you to hell, and you're going to burn forever. That's it. Don't do it. God said it. You go to hell. And if they do it, you punish them. You punish them. To know that it's wrong. Now, they might punish you if you're on the natural plane, too. But the main thing is because God told you. You're not going to God. Who are you going to when you use Pinocchio? You're going to Pinocchio. You're going to Santa Claus. He's the one that's going to deliver you, Santa Claus. Pinocchio. Or the one that made Pinocchio's nose long, but they don't tell you who that was. But somebody made his nose long. He's not the Catholic God. Anyway. Goofballs. Now, you could say people, like I said, too, when you're, but when you're talking about being Christ-like, you got to be very careful when you use that one, too. Now, pagans could have natural qualities, but when you talk about Christ-like, you're talking about the whole package. You can say somebody like Gandhi had the virtue of chastity or to give alms or something, but that's not going to save you if you don't have the faith. But because your whole thing is with this Christ-like thing. I don't need to read the Bible because it's too complicated. Plus, you don't want to read the commandments. So I look at Tolkien's and I get my inspiration of Christ through J.R. Tolkien. He shows me what Christ is like better than even the Bible does. Yeah. Well, why don't you just read the Bible and then read about the real Christ instead of have to look at J.R. Tolkien to get your inspirations for Christ because you're afraid to go to the Bible. Yeah. There's something in that Bible you're going to read that you're going to have to stop doing and you don't want to stop doing it. It's also like on top of it, these mythological creatures are heresy. It's idolatry. They're not true. All right, now let's see. So it's like when they went to the Greeks to get, didn't they do this? Basically, wrote a whole book on go to the philosophers to learn how to be chaste. Read Aristotle, read Plato, read this one, read Solzhenitsyn. He'll teach us how to be chaste and virtuous young men. Go to the Greeks. I'm reading from my book, The Hellenization of Christianity by the Anti-Church Fathers and the Scholastics. The apostate Basil's most infamous influential work glorifying pagans and their philosophies and mythologies is his address to young men on the right use of Greek literature. In it, he extols pagan philosophies and mythologies, such as the lives of the false gods and demigods like Hercules, as a means for Catholics to be virtuous and moral and to better understand the Catholic faith. I quote from his letter. We must be conversant with poets, with historians, with orators, indeed with all men who may further our soul's salvation. If we would preserve indelible the idea of the true virtue, become first initiated in the pagan lore. And since it is through virtue that we must enter upon this life of ours, and since much has been uttered in praise of virtue by poets, much by historians, and much more still by philosophers, we ought especially to apply ourselves to such literature. All the poetry of Homer is a praise of virtue, while Hercules was yet a youth, being about your age, as he was debating which path he should choose, the one leading through toil to virtue, or its easier alternate, two women appeared before him, who proved to be the virtue and vice. As a reward for these trials, he was to become a god. So our author has it, the latter virtue Hercules at length followed. Such men must one obey, and must try to realize their words in his life. End quote. And he says a lot more in there. You got to read my book. I go into much more on that. When apostate Catholics like Basil and Jerome tell Catholics to go to pagan philosophers and mythological characters to learn how to be virtuous, the worst sin committed is against the first commandment, for glorifying pagan and mythological religions, for going to them to be edified or enlightened regarding morals. Hence, the Catholic God, Church, and Faith are presented as unable to teach Catholics all they need to be virtuous, or at least unable to teach Catholics the best way to be virtuous. Go to the Greeks to learn how to be virtuous. Now, they may be, some of the Greeks are virtuous in certain virtues and all that, but I don't need to go to the Greeks for that. I go to God directly, the source of all virtue, and even though they had some virtues, they didn't have all virtues, especially faith. I don't need to go to them. I'm going to be lured in by them and sucked in by them. I'm going to be thinking, these guys are holy people, and these are the ones I got to follow. You go to God. Like, you know, doesn't God teach you good enough? Doesn't the Catholic Church teach you good enough about the virtues? You got to go to Plato. You got to go to Aristotle. You got to Lord of the Rings. Now, secular movies can show you good ones. They're not idolatrous. Can show you the consequences of sin when you're watching these movies. Seeing people in the natural plane, if you do this, that's going to happen to you. You can see that stuff in secular movies, which is good. Like we were watching Jaws. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jaws was a good example of what happens to a man who has pride. Yeah. Like the captain, the chief, what's his name? Captain of the ship, what was his name? Quinn. It shows you pride. That's good. Because then you're looking at it on the natural plane, you look what happens. This guy's got such pride. And we can add to it. Yeah, that's what God tells us, too. You know, God says, pride goes before the destruction, spirits lift up before the fall. And we relate it to true God. But even on the natural plane, you can look at that movie and get a virtue out of that. And you can learn how pride can destroy people. That's okay. You don't need no beaver stories that are not true. If you lie, the next time you go in the ocean, a shark's going to eat you.